It's time on RSN's Racing Pulse for Footnote.
Competitive races, Mystic Journey. Starting with Waltz On By. I like her at around $5.
Waltz On By. Waltz On By. Too good.
Nick Foot previews the feature Saturday racing.
Ah, there we go. Waltz On By.
I think that was about 3 weeks ago. Awesome.
Promo department are very hard at work. We'll get there. We'll get there.
I'm happy there's something there. I feel blessed that we've put that together.
Now, you're going to tip us the winners of the Group 1s in Sydney, but I want to get your three best bets at Caulfield, which I think it's a really good card overall. Are you confident at Caulfield?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good betting card. To be honest, with the time allocated dissecting all these group races in Sydney, I just got stuck into a number of races, just only a limited number of races at Caulfield. But the ones I found, I'm pretty confident on, particularly early in the card. And starting race one, which is a two-year-old race, I've sided with Perspiration here, who was home fastest last 200 metres on debut behind Roslyn Starr, who looks a genuine chance in the Kindergarten Stakes up there in Sydney. Home 8.6 lengths inside the class average. Looks ideally suited stepping up from 1,000 to 1,200 metres. And I opened around $4. I'm not sure what the price is. $3.90. You can still get around Perspiration in the first. John Allen, Kieran Maher. So, and then I'm going to roll into race two, Michael, with the same trainer, same jockey, same connections, and I'm going to be siding with Tass, who's sharply rises in trip third up, but she looks a mare that'll appreciate 2,000 metres. Last start at Sandown, she got home well. It was a slowly run race. She just lacked that turn of foot, and I think she's in the right camp to peak with this setup up to 2,000 metres. So race one, number three, Perspiration, and then race two, number nine, Tass.
Well, that's got me a bit excited because Shark is normally asleep until about halfway through the card. So that gives us...
No, he heats up the Shark, doesn't he? He gets warm late,
I think. That's something for us to look forward to. So, and if you were listening to Kieran Maher earlier this morning, Perspiration's his best of the day. So that'll give you a bit of extra confidence
around that price. And, well, my best of the day comes up later in the card, though, which is race number nine. So I think we can just keep our powder dry there for a little bit. And in the Easter Cup, I think First Immortal is just a great bet. Outstanding first up when winning over the mile. And that was the inferior part of the track as well across the course of the course of the day. You saw them fanning out into those wider lanes. So suited second up, 2,000 metres. Deny Knowledge is in this race, and we know she likes to go one way. And I think First Immortal can smoke the pipe behind a pretty solid clip there, or perhaps even sit outside the leader and be too good over 2,000 metres. So my best in the day comes up in race number nine, which is First Immortal.
I'm with you. I like him.
Scary.
Well, $3. I don't know how long that $3.50 was up for, but
I certainly didn't see that.
That was, yeah. It was ridiculous.
More than happy to dive in at the threes. We'll be diving into Royal Randwick,
won't
we?
Have you got threes?
Yeah.
Okay. I need to refresh mine. I'm saying 270. So
I've taken three.
Oh, yeah,
apologies. What are we at?
270.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still a good price.
Just before we go to Sydney, I know you're not having a better bet in the race, but are you keen to take on Globe, or you just want to see it in the Victoria Handicap?
It's a fascinating race, isn't it? Because it looks a real talent, and only that one run in the Fian where he pulled up with that cardiac arrhythmia was tipped out. So that being said, he hasn't really raced sound since May. So has come up mighty short. I think closer to jump, if you like Globe weight, you'll get a better price.
Yep, you think it'll get out?
Yeah, definitely. And it was just Globe being in there made it a hard race to sort of get involved in, because you've got the likes of Attrition, who obviously went amiss in the Futurity, then returns off that nice Donald trial. Buffalo River been racing in Group 1 company, and as well as the All-Star Mile, has been racing really well and now gets back to that pet track and trip, and here to Shock as well can't be dismissed, who throws in some Echuca Cup form. So it's a really hard race to line up. So I think staying out, watching, if you like Globe, you'll get a better price closer to jump.
So just hold your fire if you're a Globeman tomorrow. Now, a few weeks ago, we started a little segment, which, to be honest, we haven't been that fastidious in continuing it. But I want to get your hero moment of the weekend and your doomsday prediction of the weekend?
Well, the doomsday is staring us in the face, isn't it? We're in the hands of the gods in terms of the weather. But I feel the greater doomsday, and I don't really feel that comfortable putting into the atmosphere, but is the race is going ahead and it's not getting through safely. That's the biggest doomsday. So it's a real predicament that we're in, because that's a lot of rain falling over this sort of 48-hour period. So I'm sure the right call will be made either way, but it'll be a bit flattening with such a terrific day of racing and not obviously going ahead. So that falls in the doomsday. The hero, Michael, and it's what we've been waiting for some time, is for Nature Strip. For Nature Strip.
Now, that would be
he's going to lead Imperatriz out. For Imperatriz. I was looking at my notes here, who's previous winners. For Imperatriz to go up and put those New South Wales knockers and pop that to bed and come out and win the TJ Smith Stakes, which I think she will.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's the hero moment for me. And nothing to do with Nature Strip.
So Imperatriz to provide that hero moment, and at 360, are you willing to play now or would you hold your fire?
I'm willing to play right now. She's a Group 1 winner over 1,400 metres, albeit in New Zealand. I think that holds a lot of merit for what's going to be tough conditions at Randwick, and it's ball in her court when you've got the likes of I Wish I Win, who's coming here first up and fresh on that heavy going. So Imperatriz, the ball is in her court. I will be having another bet, though, in the race as well, Michael, and that is on number 9, Bella Nipotina.
Yep.
And it's been a while since she's been on that genuine rain-affected ground, and that was in the Manicato, 20 races deep that day at the Valley. But that figure that she ran in the Manicato, enormous peak, you just says to me, you have to have something on her, particularly at the price. So she's been sort of a touch off them this prep. Last run perhaps was a little bit negative in the tactics popping back here. I think Williams back on likes Randwick, $13. I'll play Imperatriz and Bella Nipotina in the TJ. Before we move on, I want to hear your hero on doomsday as well.
Well, I mean, the doomsday, as you said, Zee, obvious that the meeting gets called off.
It's low-hanging fruit, isn't it?
I know. Mm. I don't think it will. I think listening to Michael Wood before, I'm pretty confident that it'll be fine.
Mm.
I really do. Look, the hero moment, I'm going to go outside of Randwick. We've spoken a lot about that, and it's pretty obvious as well. I just want to see, as you said, Jay Mott give First Immortal the perfect steer. The positive of these big meetings in Sydney is that on these Saturdays, you get a few of these jockeys who might find it more difficult to get these A-grade rides. Motti's a Group 1 winning jockey, but I just like to see him take his opportunity, First Immortal, and win the Easter Cup. Speaking of opportunities, interesting article I read, I think it was in the Herald Sun today, Travis Stockdale, he goes out with Bo Merton's sister and
Thomas.
Travis does, yes. Have you ever dated a mate's sister or anything like that?
No, and cue Tasmanian jokes left, right, centre here, team.
So in this Brad Waters article, I thought it was quite funny. Travis Stockdale said that Bo Merton's only learned of the relationship after he was loaded onto the back of an ambulance while his new girlfriend was in tears after a barrier accident at Stony Creek in 2018. Bo had no idea I was dating his sister until I was in the back of the ambulance and she was crying. He had no idea we were seeing each other until then. It was a bit of a shock for him.
that's not bad. It's racing is very intertwined when it comes to relationships.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is. But for those that perhaps aren't completely in the bubble, well, I'm not totally
shark
in the race.
And foot.
We're the greatest 9-to-5 racing involvement of all time, myself. Even that, probably 9-to-1, let's be honest. It's not a... but these jockeys and participants that work these hours, that sort of has to suit their lifestyle in many respects. So you see a lot of jockeys and trainers and participants.
Where's he going here, Al? We might need to...
They're intertwined.
Could he be saying... Let's hear that audio again. Could be, you're not saying, not suggesting this, are you? All right, we're going to leave that alone.
It's been getting an absolute
hero
workout.
Hero moment is ATC announcing they're investing covers to protect the track from rain downpours. I don't mind that one. And there's another SMS. Imperatriz is the lay of the day along with Stormboy and Amelia's Jewel. That's from Anonymous. I want you to...
I hope that was the TAB that texted in because their lay of the day is just winning every single Saturday at the moment.
if all of those three get rolled, Imperatriz, Stormboy, Amelia's Jewel, SMS us again on Monday. Surely, Amelia's. Do you like Storm Boy tomorrow?
I do like Storm Boy tomorrow. I've been in the Storm Boy. I feel like I speak about him every week in here on The Verdict, but there's just a couple of things in his favour here. I like that J-Mac goes back on. I like that he's out to 1,400 with that wider barrier to muster and push forward, and I think he's going to be mighty hard to beat. Being by Justify, I don't think the track will be too much of an issue. You didn't lose any admirers, I don't feel, in the Golden Slipper. So there's no reason to jump off him. And I think drawing a little bit wider by race six is going to be an advantage as well.
Happy with the price?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. I mean,
260.
People who are against Storm Boy are against him purely at the price. But he's just the best horse in the race and he's going to win. So I'll just take it.
What about the Derby?
Yes. Just flicking through my notes here.
Riff Rocket?
Look, you know how I feel about Riff Rocket. I think I've been quoted that I'll dye my hair purple if Riff Rocket goes the way of the Cox Plate at some stage. But I am going to be betting around Riff Rocket tomorrow. It's a fascinating race. You got Zadozi on the quick backup after running Orchestral just over length. Obviously, Riff Rocket pushes out to 2,400 metres. Not convinced he's a genuine stayer, and that's my knock. Given the track conditions as well, it's going to be a genuine 2,400 metres. They're going to feel every part of it. I've landed on a little bit of value here. Number three, Chow Wolf at $10.
Good push earlier in the week from Joe Pride.
Okay. Yeah, ran a career peak figure last start. That was in the Rose Hill Guineas. That was the second fastest closing splits behind Riff Rocket. Not as dynamic as Riff Rocket, but feel he's better suited out to 2,400. Been by Tavistock, so bred to eat up these conditions. I think you can have a 1x3 play on Chow Wolf and bet around those boom horses. Not to say they can't win, but I just like the price of Chow Wolf.
And the Doncaster, who did you have on top of the Donny?
What a race. you can respect many, many angles and how people are assessing this race, but I am sticking with number 19, Celestial Legend. Feel he's something pretty special. That win in the Randwick Guineas, huge, wide throughout, didn't have any right to win and still too good, and beat Militarize, who had the run of the race then and then ran V8 to a length in the George Ryder. So V8's got some of the hottest form going around through the Oz Guineas. 1.3 lengths off Protogenium, Brightside in an awe. I reckon $8 is a good price. And, you know, another wheel, I'm certainly a big, big fan of his. And 13 of the last 20 Doncaster winners have gone from barrier 8 to 18. So drawing wide, particularly on a rain-affected day, isn't a huge
18 is a nice spread.
Yeah, well, it's wide. Eight's outside 8's wide. So 1,600 metre start, I'm not putting too much of a hole through him drawing that wide barrier, but just when you can get over double the odds about Celestial Legend, who I feel is perhaps a little bit forgotten about because he's not at the front of our mind like another wheel was in that Donny Prelude last week.
Footy, enjoy the weekend. You got the weekend off? Are you, you're not going to Adelaide?
I'm off to Adelaide tomorrow.
Are you?
Yes, I'll be gathering there tomorrow. I've got the Doggies and Geelong game.
Ah, very good.
Yep, so love Gather Round. Great time over there.
I noticed
halves on one of the all-time RSN junkets. So
vendor.
I'll go over there and do some work for RSN.
Hey, footy, did I say Travis Stockdale, did I?
Six times.
Why didn't you say Thomas?
Nick tried to pull you up.
Did.
You kept going.
Jeez,
you're
a bit twice.
Slow. All right.
Only pulled up
Foot
twice.
Joining us there. Good on you, Nathan.
Yes. See you, Nature Strip.
Tom Stockdale. We'll pull ourselves
We're on
together.
Fire in here.